The Trump administration is apparently moving forward with a new leader to implement its immigration-related policies. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who's popular with many conservative evangelicals, is expected to take a senior role with the Department of Homeland Security, just days after the name of Kris Kobach had been floated for that role. Washington Post senior editor Mark Fisher wrote about Ken Cuccinelli and joins us. Mark, thanks for being here.
Good to be with you.
So what could this potential role be? And as an addendum to that, how much complication could that cause in DHS?
Well, it's a great question because that's a significant concern for the current secretary there and for the relationship between that department and the White House. The president, from what we've been told, was keen to have Ken Cuccinelli, someone he sees on TV fairly often, very much a supporter of President Trump these days, although was not back in 2016. Trump sees Cuccinelli on TV, likes what he sees, and was kind of lobbying among his staff to have him become Secretary of Homeland Security, but of course he's got someone in that position right now. So there is a bit of a potential sort of power clash going on there. It appears from what we're told that Cuccinelli's role will be to be sort of the point man on immigration. They're avoiding the word czar, but that's the role that the president seemed to have in mind.
Now, is that something that could actually impact what policies are and how they're implemented, or is there some sort of ideal situation? As we've seen with a lot of things, it appears that some of the best laid plans of the Trump administration don't usually pan out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the role here seems to be one of being perhaps the public face of the immigration policies that Trump and Stephen Miller, his domestic affairs advisor, want to push forward. And so this, from what we're told, was a move that Miller was very much embracing. And he's really the architect of a lot of the president's more provocative and disruptive moves on immigration. Ken Cuccinelli seems to be on board with that, although in the past he's had some differences in his approach to immigration issues from the president.
Mark, there's been some reporting that Ken Cuccinelli and Mitch McConnell are not exactly fast friends. Could that impact this nomination?
Well, this is not a Senate confirmable position. Okay. So although McConnell has made his displeasure with Cuccinelli quite clear and has been unusually vocal about saying he does not want this president to nominate Cuccinelli, can simply be appointed by the president because this is not a cabinet position, not a Senate confirmable position. The roots of that discord go back to Cuccinelli has been a leader. He is currently president of a fund that is designed to have conservatives mount primary challenges against a bunch of sitting Republican senators, including Mitch McConnell. So McConnell has no love lost for Ken Cuccinelli.
Is Cuccinelli someone who has come out strongly about the border wall? And has he made comments, as you mentioned, he's been a TV pundit, has he made a lot of comments related to migrant policies as well?
Yeah, I mean, he has for years been a very strong voice, going back to his days as a Virginia politician, against illegal immigration, really looking for ways in his time, both in the state Senate and then as the state's attorney general, looking for ways to make life more difficult for illegal immigrants on the theory that then if their lives are difficult, they'll simply leave the country. So he, for example, initiated a bill in Virginia that would have banned the children of illegal immigrants from attending any public colleges, let alone getting any public funds for financial aid. So he has very much been in the president's kind of lane on this even before Donald Trump was a politician.
Mark, finally, we alluded to this, but what difference will it make if Cuccinelli is working out of DHS as opposed to the White House? Does that cause any sort of confusion as well?
Well, very much so, and there's a good deal of concern from several of the agencies that are part of the Homeland Security apparatus, where they see this as a political operative coming to work in their building and to kind of represent the president there, and it causes confusion because they're not certain whether they're supposed to listen to the president's representative or to their secretary, who is nominally the head of their department, and it also does create this kind of power clash that potentially could create even more confusion in a place where, you know, the policies have not been clear, and there are a lot of agencies working at cross purposes.
All right, that is Mark Fisher. He is a senior editor with the Washington Post. Mark, thanks for the time today.
Sure, thank you.